Welcome back to In Depth for a second interview, and it's been a while since we've seen these ladies, but I'm glad I can get them in the studio. Colleen Petrovsky and Carrie Tallman from Nevada Health Centers. How is everyone?
Very good.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And in case people don't know, you are the masterminds, the brainchild. The brainchild that is yours is the Mammovan. Right?
It is.
I am right, right? I'm not like giving you undue credit.
You're right.
Okay.
We are part of that big pink semi-truck there.
Wonderful.
Toodles down the road.
Yeah, I'm so glad you got in the studio because you're kind of in our area for a little bit, right? Or how much longer?
Well, we're in Southern Nevada, but we will be coming to Northern Nevada in a week. And we'll be spending about 2.5 weeks up here. We're participating in the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure on Sunday, October 14th, and then doing a lot of local corporate and clients and screening for the community.
Wonderful. And so how's it been going, actually? I mean, is this like just an ongoing process for you guys? Or are you just constantly traveling?
We are constantly traveling. Yeah. There's truly not a community within this state that we haven't visited or do visit, as tiny as McDermott, Duckwater, Jackpot, Mesquite, Caliente, to the bigger communities like Reno, Sparks, in Las Vegas, Henderson. We are trying to remove the barriers that prevent women from being screened.
Wonderful. And so tell me what kind of services, I guess, you provide. It's kind of crazy having all this crazy cool medical equipment in this traveling vehicle.
Mobile units have really becoming very popular amongst healthcare. The Nevada Health Center's Mammovan was born in 2000. It was a dream of both Senator John Ensign and Dee McGuinn to remove barriers to prevent women from having that early detection. The current vehicle that we have was actually brought into service in 2008. And then in June of this year, we're very proud to say that out of the generosity of both the Pennington Foundation and Ingolstadt in Southern Nevada, we now have a brand new screening equipment. We have a 3D Hologic machine. So
wow.
The technology that we offer on the Mammovan is just like a freestanding brick-and-mortar screening facility.
Gotcha. That's fantastic. So it's just one vehicle, right?
It's just one vehicle.
Okay. Is there any chance or plans in the future, depending on funding, to just have a whole fleet of these things?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it would help tremendously to lower the screening, or I shouldn't say lower the screening rate, to improve the screening rates in Nevada. But unfortunately, it's an expensive piece of equipment.
I imagine.
And, it's just under $1 million a year to operate it. So, until things change, we're going to have to just plug along with the big pink machine.
True enough.
But if you know anyone who wants to step up and help with a second
we would always welcome that.
Yeah. And just to give you an example, this current vehicle has 260,000 miles on it because it's continually crisscrossing the state. You know how large our state is.
Yeah.
It's always in motion and definitely putting a lot of miles on. So, if we had a second vehicle, we could cover even more territory.
All right. And speaking of covering territory, you're going to be up here. Do you have any dates at hand that people can have in their heads? Dates, locations, whatever?
Yeah.
You don't have to list them all off, but
no,
if you
that's
have
okay.
some that stand out.
We're actually going to be up here the entire week of October 8th and through, let's see. Actually, we're here like the 8th through about the 23rd. And
wow.
Not just Reno proper, but up at State Line. Down in Carson City. So I direct people to go to our website at nvhealthcenters.org. And if they scroll down toward the bottom of the homepage, they'll see a bright pink box. That's the Mammovan events, and they can look for the complete details there.
Oh, very cool. So if a woman shows up to your vehicle, what can she expect when she has like a checkup? What are the procedures and so on?
What we do, we're credentialed the same way as any radiology imaging center through the state and FDA and ACR. We screen women age 40 and older. without the need of a referral. All they need to do is be a Nevada resident with a valid ID. If they have insurance, we do accept most commercial insurances. But most importantly, if they are uninsured or underinsured, they will receive the screening at no cost. And again, that's through the generosity of all of our donors that support us. There is no woman that we want to have turned away because of their inability to pay.
Right on. All right. Very cool. So they just get the procedure done. And mm-hmm. then, I mean, this is so wonderful. Preventative care is what it's all about, I think. And,
you know,
and making sure people are knowledgeable.
14% of the uninsured women throughout the state don't get screened. And, you know, we want to make sure that we improve, you know, lower that statistic.
Right.
So, you know, once they have been screened, if anything comes back that needs a follow-up, we have navigators that will go ahead and help get them aligned with that follow-up care. We want to make sure that, yes, we do the screenings, but we want to make sure that that woman continues and has either a diagnosis or a treatment.
Okay. And speaking of donors, so how are you funded actually specifically?
Nevada Health Center is a federally qualified or FHQC clinic. We have 17 clinics throughout the state. So we get federal funding for the clinics. As far as a mammovan, we get most of our funding comes from private foundation and donors. We do have when you see a pink license plate on the back of a car, that plate, all the money that is raised, and it's $25 for each plate, goes directly to the mammovan for its operation. So, you know, we are very proud every time I see a plate going down the road. You know, for those of you who have it, I want to thank you because you are paying it forward to get, you know, a woman screened.
All right. Well, then people do that. If you're overdue and you got to get your car registered or what have you, and you're getting new license plates, definitely consider getting the mammovan supporting ones.
Yes.
Cool. Very cool. And so as far as so you mentioned the federal funding. Can you receive private donations or?
Yes. And you know, we don't get federal funding at the mammovan or corporate or home, I shouldn't say. The clinics itself is federally funded.
Okay.
So the mammovan does receive state funding through the DMV. Then the other donations that we get are different, like Walmart, Greater Good, Smith, Safeway, Ingolstadt.
Yeah. And then we actually have a lot of private donors, women who maybe come on board and they don't have insurance, maybe can't afford the full cost of a mammogram. But a lot of times those people will come back and give us, you know, $5, $10, $20, whatever it is. And all those donations go toward paying it forward and covering a mammogram for a future woman who maybe is in need.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, definitely paying it forward. Speaking of what Colleen was saying earlier. So, so you can receive, I mean, every little bit helps, even if you have $5.
Absolutely.
Contribute it.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. Anything I haven't touched on you guys want to get out there? I just want to make sure I have all our bases covered.
You know, the one thing I'd like to, you know, just remind, you know, the audience out there is that it is proven that proper screenings detect cancers earlier. And so what we want you to do is don't be afraid. I know that there are a lot of women out there that say, oh, my, it hurts. Well, you have a moment of discomfort.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be painful. And, you know, the earlier cancers are detected, the greater the outcome is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like the saying says, you know, early detection is still the best protection. So please take the time, take those 10 minutes out of your life, get screened, whether it's with a mammovan or any other facility within the state. But that is proven to save many, many lives.
And yeah, and a little discomfort beats having potentially a lot of pain down the road.
Yeah. So. You know, the current studies show that in 2016, there were 380 women that died of breast cancers. You know, and there was, you know, about 2010 that were actually diagnosed. So what we want to do is shift that 380 to a smaller number, and that can be done by early detection.
Very cool. Well, then check out the schedule. It's nvhealthcenters.org?
Correct.
Okay. Again, anything you want to put out there into the world?
Well, I just say for women who have yet to have the baseline mammogram, don't be afraid. is a moment of discomfort, but these are very quick and easy appointments. I mean, they really last about 20 minutes total, and you can complete paperwork, download it online from our website in advance. So you can literally just zip in, do a very quick appointment and get out. It does, you know, so sometimes that's a deterrent for women. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times they're caregivers and put other people first, but occasionally you have to put yourself first to get that screening. So super important. And during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you know, make it top of mind, make it a priority.
You know, come on out to the Susan G. Komen Sunday, October 14th. They are one of our big funders of the Mammo Van. They help pay for those uninsured women and underinsured women. So please come on out and support all the organizations that are out there in the fight against breast cancer.
All right. Well, thank you, Colleen and Carrie. And she's not on mic, but Christina, the intern. Thanks for hanging out. Very cool.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, you're welcome.